The Cambridgeshire Football Show on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello and welcome to another week of the Cambridgeshire Football Show midweek. And it's been a busy, busy week. Cambridge United have bounced back from their FA Cup defeat at the weekend by beating Colchester 3-1 last night in their final Chequer Trade Trophy group match of the campaign. We'll be chatting to From the Terrace's Tim Armitage about it all this evening. We'll hear from Joe Dunn as well and Giovanni Brown as well. Cambridge City and Histon have also had a busy week. They played on the weekend and last night. They were both involved in the Cambs Invitational Cup. Only one of them were victorious, though, in getting through to the semi-finals. We'll be chatting to Steve Warne about Cambridge City, and we've got an interview with Max York as well coming up with Histon. And after the big match on the weekend, yes, the City, Cambridge City derby, Cambridge City ladies versus Cambridge United women, which went the way of the Lily Whites ladies, 2-1. We'll be chatting to manager Tim Ropley about it in just a bit, and also providing you with your Cambridgeshire County League update too. But first, of course, as usual, it's time to talk Cambridge United. They defeated Colchester 3-1 last night. Let's get started. Yes, so Cambridge United have secured a spot in the last 32 of the Chequered Trade Trophy after defeating Colchester 3-1 last night. Adi Aziz scored twice to put the U's 2 up, and it got a bit nervy for a few seconds at the end as former player Harry Pell pulled one back. But Jordan's men responded straight away, heading right up the other end and extending their 2-goal lead again through Manny Ozadebe. Let's get reaction from Joe Dunn first of all before we head to Tim Armitage on the phone. This is what he said after the game.
Well, Joe, a good win in isolation, but in context with what's gone before, an even better win, I'd suggest.
Yeah, it's it doesn't take away the hurt and the pain from, obviously, what happened on Sunday. But it's a step forward in our recovery from Sunday against a very, very strong Colchester team, a team that didn't make too many changes tonight. And it's also a step in the right direction for the confidence of the depth of the squad, because I thought it was a courageous performance by a lot of the players. You know, man, I think I made about seven or eight changes, and it helps us going forward. As I said, a step on the recovery from what happened on Sunday. Unfortunately, we can't get that back. But I suppose, putting in a performance as we did tonight, where we've also missed a penalty, we could have easily gone one or two ways after what happened at Guiseley on Sunday. And I think it's a great response from the whole squad, not just obviously the lads that played, but everybody and also the staff. It's hard, and for the fans that turned up tonight, as I said, they've seen us win again at home and get through to the next round of and every little helps, every little thing you can take and gain helps us. We've been on decent form lately and been good performances lately, and the only thing we wanted tonight was a good performance that we could kind of get back from Sunday. Very pleased.
Yes, that was Joe down there talking after the win against Colchester last night. And I'm glad to say, from the Terraces, Cambridge United expert Tim Armitage joins me on the phone now. Thanks for joining me, Tim. Just checking if Tim Armitage is there. Hello, Tim.
Yeah, I am there. Sorry, I was on mute.
So, Tim, we have got you on. And not everyone's favourite competition, the Chequered Trade Trophy, as the attendance at the Abbey made that point quite clear last night. But a win is a win nonetheless. A win breeds confidence. So, your view on a pretty decent night for the U's.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what to make of the Chequered Trade Trophy and the boycott and the low number of people that go and see it. I suspect if we were to get to Wembley, those numbers would increase significantly.
So, precisely.
It's very interesting. I mean, it's an odd competition. The inclusion of under 23 sides makes it a bit weird. But, it's still football. It's football with prize money. I mean, it's £20,000 for entering and now 10,000 each for the two wins. So we've already made 40 grand out of it. You look at it, realistically, we're four games away from Wembley, and the prize money goes up. So from that perspective, it's a good competition. You know, you could argue about the quality of the opposition and what we've got. But ultimately, yesterday, what we showed was that with a much changed side and a number of players who've played only a very small part so far, we can hold our own against the Colchester side that was actually very strong and a good side. I think we made the most of our opportunities. There were still some that we missed. Aziz missed a penalty, and there were a couple of others. But he also picked up two good goals. We saw Osadibi score. We saw him make plays. We saw him look like he was part of the side, even though he's had virtually no opportunities at all this year. We saw Mitov in goal making two really good saves. And the really interesting thing is we saw them concede a goal right on the end of the game, almost probably into injury time, 2-1, and we could have started to wobble, but instead we went straight back down the other end and scored a goal. So I think a whole load of positives to come out from that. It doesn't disguise what happened at Guiseley and going out the FA Cup, but it's a step on the road to recovery, and it gives us a little bit of confidence back as we go to Oldham at the weekend.
Yeah, we'll touch on Guiseley again, unfortunately, in just a bit. But speaking about Guiseley just a little bit, it was a perfect way to bounce back. We said on we spoke to you on the From the Terraces show on Sunday when I stepped in for you, and we said this is the game that with not many people in a competition like we said that isn't very popular, it could be a game they take lightly, that they're not that motivated for. So therefore, it then provides a perfect opportunity to show they are up for it, and they can bounce back after the weekend, and they did just that.
Yeah, they did. And as I say, it was genuinely a good game of football. It's probably one of the better performances. And when you consider that because of the rules about who you can play, we played, I think there were eight changes to the team, and a lot of promise shown around that team, both the players who are, you know, have been, but have been happy first team members, but have been injured. Like Dunk came back strongly for the time he was on the pitch. Another good performance, looking like he's on the road to match fitness and sharpness. So you can't really knock the performance or the team for what they achieved.
Yeah, and the many, many good performances, like you say, in that team. Manny Osadebe, Paul Lewis, Adi Aziz, Dimitar Mitov, just to name a few. We'll touch on whether they are knocking on the door for Saturday in just a bit. But the way that you set up last night, that could really suit, I guess, an away trip to Oldham. They were quite hitting Colchester on the break last night, quite quickly on the counter-attack. And because of that, they looked slightly more tight at the back as well.
Yeah, they did. There were threats at times, but they were dealt with. It wasn't the most experienced back four, but they did the job that they needed to do. A bit unfortunate, it was a good goal, the one that went in, but again, a quick response. There was no heads down. It was literally, let's get straight back into it. And as Joe pointed out at the end, you know, his mantra at the end of a game is take it out into the corner, and Osadibi took route one and went straight in for goal and got it. So, you know, you can't fault that kind of performance and that kind of ambition.
Yeah, you touch on the young back line there. Youngsters Harry Darling, Leon Davies made another appearance in the Checker Trade Trophy. Davies, I thought, was a bit shaky defensively at times. He got probably beaten a bit too easily in terms of for crosses down that his right-hand side. But in terms of going forward, he looked a real threat. And then another solid performance for Darling as well.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, what it does is it gives Joe a good view of where people are at and whether they are ready to knock on the door. And I don't think anybody is going to displace a first teamer at the moment. But I think what it does do is it gives him the confidence that should he need to call on people, then they're ready to go.
Yeah, and continuing the theme of youth, Tom Knowles went out on loan to Hemel Hempstead. It was announced yesterday until January. Yeah. Does that say more about what they think of Knowles' ability, or is it just generally Joe Dunn's views on youth that he should be getting minutes elsewhere and playing, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, you can offer people the Checker Trade games, but there's precious few of those in the season. If you want somebody to keep match fit and match sharp, then you need to get them out playing minutes on the pitch, and it kind of makes sense for what they want to do. I think, you know, there's been a little bit of a backlash against it, but I think it's a sensible thing to do, providing A, doesn't get injured, or providing B, we don't have any injuries prior to January. I'm expecting there's probably a return clause should we get any injuries, but it will give him that match practice that he needs.
Yeah, and also at a higher level as well, because obviously he was at Cambridge City for a bit last year, and obviously now with Hemelmstead at a higher level. But people may be asking why the fact that then Darling and David are still in the squad. I guess we don't have as strong defensive cover in those right-back and centre-back positions, with Darling and David pretty much filling the bench regularly week in, week out. But I still look at Knowles and think there was a time in August, September when the likes of Amu and Dunk were both injured, and weren't exactly scintillating in terms of picking up results. So there was a case to argue that he possibly could have got a starting point and minutes in the games in August and September.
Yeah, and it was a talking point at the time, I think. You know, Joe's continually made a big thing about development of youth and needing to slot them in, but at the same time, making sure they're slotted in the right way, so there's no, you know, we don't kind of destroy confidence or burn them out. Is there an argument that they should have played people like Knowles? I think he should have had a game, but he, you know, it hasn't worked out that way for him. I think he's got a good future at the club. I think he, you know, we'll see what happens in January when he comes back. Is he loaned out for the rest of the season, or does he become a squad player that will get game time?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Moving on to Oldham now then, and sort of moving on the back of the game last night, whether players will be knocking on the door. This is what Joe said when speaking to the media after the game about whether players can actually step up and make that into the first team on Saturday.
They've definitely done that tonight, and I think, like I said, whatever, I have to pick the team as head coach, and you know, sometimes you get it right, and sometimes you look back and you think, okay, one or two things, but I think generally we've done well over the last few weeks, and you know, Manny Osadibi, Paul Lewis, Adi Aziz has got another two tonight in the competition that he seems to thrive in, and you know, it gives us food for thought. And
so Joe obviously has a good selection problem ahead of this weekend. Tim, do you think, listening to his placement interview, obviously you were there with him, do you think there's any chance of the likes of the players you mentioned, Manny Osadebe, Paul Lewis, Dimitar Mitov, Adi Aziz, do you think these players will come in Saturday?
I'm not sure. I mean, Mitov is unfortunate because with Ford there, as long as he continues to play well, he's always going to struggle to get first team game time apart from check a trade and, you know, and injuries. I think Osadibe has at least shown that he's got something that we haven't seen for a while, mainly because he hasn't had much chance to showcase his talent. But I don't think he'll make an immediate return into the first team. He'll be on the bench. Aziz, he's an enigma. You look at him, and he looked fantastic yesterday. And unlike the Southampton game where he looked fantastic, but I thought the opposition were poor, the opposition weren't poor yesterday. They were a good side. And he scored goals, and he scored good goals. He missed a penalty. He had two or three goes at it with a rebound, but he still missed it, which, again, is, you know, it's kind of that is Aziz in a nutshell. It's frustrating because he can obviously play football. And I thought last time in the Southampton game, it was he can play football well against poorer opposition. But he proved yesterday he can play well against good opposition. But he just hasn't really switched that on. Gets into the attacking positions, has the opportunities, but unlike yesterday, doesn't make anything of them. He will be in and out of the side. I think he will probably get game time on Saturday, probably not 90 minutes, well, almost certainly not 90 minutes, but he'll get game time, I think.
Yeah, he's an interesting one for Z's. How a player can go from one game looking so clinical and deadly in front of goal, and then the next, the opposite. It's a bizarre conundrum throughout the whole of football. But in terms of checker trade then, much needed money boost to the club. It was another 10K in the bank, and that means from the group stages, they've picked up two wins, which is 20 grand. Almost guaranteed a home last 32 match as well, which again, hopefully, I don't know about the crowd. It might get a bit bigger crowd in. But anyway, they'll be at home against a second place side in the southern section. So that's all good news for the Ewes.
Yeah, there's some interesting second place sides looking in there. There's Plymouth, there's Newport, there's Exeter. So you know, there's some very strong sides that we can look to welcome, hopefully, to the Abbey Bench based on tonight's performance from the remaining game, Southampton versus
Southend, I think.
Southend.
Which is tonight.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Southend have got to, or whoever wins has got to win by more than four goals to overtake us in the league. So I think it'll probably be a home draw, which is good, given if you look at the travel schedule we've got coming up, with obviously starting at Oldham, then we've got Crewe midweek, we've got Tranmere away, we've got Morecambe away. So an awful lot of travelling. It would be almost, it'd be better off for the youth to base themselves in sort of like the northwest for the next couple of weeks. It'd be far less travelling than going backwards and forwards. But it's having a home game means that it has minimal impact on the way in which the club's operating at the moment.
Yeah, and then just to finally touch, bring the conversation back to Guiseley on the weekend, nicely end on a positive note. Five out of six, the youth form. Joe said last night we're in form. Five out of six, winning four of those games. Does that indicate then that Sunday was a blip? It was complacency. It was just a mental blip, albeit a disgraceful one that shouldn't have happened. But it was just a blip.
I would love to say yes, and my instinct is certainly heading that way. I think it was, you can't sugarcoat it. It was disgraceful. For whatever reason, we didn't really take part in that game. Now, whether it was complacency, whether it was just general attitude, whether it was just they surprised us, I don't know. The occasion got to us. Who could tell what it was? But I do think it's a blip. The defensive performance was woeful, which it hadn't been for a number of weeks. Interestingly, we still scored goals, which was at least if there is a positive out of it, then that might be it. But yeah, nothing's going to make up for the hurt. Joe talked about this after the game, and he was visibly, very down at the end of that game. But he talked about, players will remember that for, possibly their entire career, what could have been and what happened there. You've got the TV there, and it's recorded for posterity for everyone to see. So it's not a great mark on your career as a footballer. I think everybody's down about it. The Chequer trade is not going to make up for it, but it's going to be part of the rehabilitation process. And we just need to carry on with the league form that we've had over the last few weeks and start putting more wins onto the belt. I mean, we joke about how terrible the season's been up until recently, but, and again, this is kind of half tongue in cheek, but we're only 10 points off the playoffs and four games away from Wembley. That's the way football is. And
that's a lot more positive ending to the show, I like, Tim.
It is, and they've got to look at that kind of thing and say, if we can make that push up the lead, 10 points becomes 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Not saying we're going to get there, but we need to at least think we can get there. And, Lincoln probably didn't expect to win the Chequer trade last year, but they did. So, anything's possible. We just need to keep on with what we've been doing in the league form over the last few weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And nothing, like I said, I'll go back to the point right at the top of the show, nothing breeds confidence like winning. And also, Adi Aziz getting practice in terms of match situation, scoring one-on-ones, finishing goals. That's all going to help. All good stuff, Tim. I look forward to talking more about Guiseley on Saturday with you on the Cambridge Football Show. Cheers, Tim.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call. Phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell. I feel the love, feel the love.
Chandelier by Sia there. Next up, it's time to talk Histon.
When we come back, we'll be talking all things Histon.
Out in the country, far from all the subtle noise of the city, there's a village green. It's been a long time since I last set eyes on the church with the steeple.
So Histon are through to the semi-finals of the CAMS Invitational Cup after defeating Newmarket Town 3-0 last night. They also continued their winning streak in the league on Saturday, beating Hadley United 4-0. A man who scored a brace in each of those is defender Max York. And thanks for joining me, Max.
Hi, mate. You're right.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Max, before we talk about Histon and their form, let's talk about your incredible form then. Three games, three braces, and you're into double figures for the season as well.
Yeah, no, it's great, particularly being a centre-half and, you know, as we spoke about before, enjoying the fact I get keep clean sheets, which is normally the highlight of the game for me, but it's great to get on the score sheet and particularly to score three braces on back-to-back, you know, in game stuff. It's great.
Yeah, who needs Ed Rolfe, hey? never know you'd miss him when you're banging the goals. But you've never scored a hat-trick then. You've surely a match ball will be coming your way soon.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. Yeah, 13 braces of my career we were working out the other day and never quite that third with a hat-trick.
For you, most would take 13 braces, I think. But anyway, talking Histon, last night, first of all, in the CAMS Invitational Cup, a 3-0 victory over Newmarket Town, and you're into the semi-finals.
Yeah, great result. It's a nice local competition, so obviously all the teams that we play locally, everyone kind of knows each other or of each other, so it's always good to win a game, let alone against a local rival. So yeah, great to get into the semis.
Yeah, and Lance named a very, very strong side as well, so there's no chances of him taking the competition lightly.
No, and Lance spoke before about the factor of form and how important it is to, you know, keep your form going, and when you're playing well, when selected players are playing well, you want to keep playing. We've got a lot of games coming up, mind you, but it's good to keep your main form of players involved so we get the results that we want, and you know, into a semi-final competition, whatever the competition may be, is beneficial and positive for us as players and obviously is for the staff.
Yeah, and does that help as well, the fact Lance named a very strong side? Does that help set the tone to avoid complacency when the manager picks such a strong team? It shows that he's taken it seriously, so I guess you guys on the pitch have to take it seriously as well.
Yeah, definitely. And something that Lance has talked about quite a lot, it's been the factor of the depth in our squad this year. And I think it's really important that, you know, as a group of players, that we can rely on one another. And as a group of players, we're all confident in each other's ability.
Yeah, you managed to win comfortably as well. And in doing that, you managed to hand a couple of appearances to two 16-year-olds as well.
Yeah, and that's a great thing that we've been doing now. You know, these young lads, I train them and condition them on a weekly basis, so I get to see, you know, how they're progressing that way. And then, to play on the same pitch, for them to make their debut, then to just get the experience coming forward into the team is great. And, that's what history is all about. The club, we like to push ourselves forward, knowing that we've got a good scholar system. We range all the way down to the morning. And, it's just great to see these young lads come up to the first team. We've got some lads like Danny Gould, he's been there. Lewis McDonald, myself, we've all been in the scholar system. And now we're first team players, and hopefully we'll make for the young lads.
Exactly, and across the county as well, Cambridge City lost to Soham Town Rangers. So the semi-final teams are, as it stands, Histon, Wisbeach Town, Soham Town Rangers, and either Cambridge United Development or Ely City. So I guess looking at those five teams currently, you'd fancy your chances to have a good chance of winning it.
Yeah, any competition is going to be hard. A semi-final in particular, there's a reason why teams are there. Whether their main team in the area or whether the lower team in the area, is a good standard, really. And we can't do the competition, hence like what we just talked about, Lance, putting the team forward. You know, if you're going to go forward in the competition, you want to try and win it. And hopefully we can do that.
And is there, obviously, there's excitement in the squad because you're doing so well, but is there any sort of excitement in terms of when you go back at homes and see your partners, etc., and you're talking about how the football's going and you're thinking you're top of the league, your semis of the County Cup and round three of the FA Vars, is there a bit of a buzz there as well?
Yes, you enjoy your football, you know, with whatever you have going on in life and your main job on a day-to-day basis, great to get away from to enjoy your football. And when results go well, I mean, there's nothing better than stepping on a pitch and being confident. And at the minute, as a squad, that's what we've got.
Yeah, another convincing win was on Saturday in the league. Let's talk about that then. Another win, 4-0 win over Hadley United. The first of three potentially banana skin fixtures, but you managed to get through it very well.
Yeah, it was good away. 3 points for us. We've spoke about this time and time again, where whoever you play in an away fixture, to gain any point is beneficial, and to try and play at home, to be a fortress, always try and get three, is something that we've kind of promoted ourselves on. But we've done well, we set the tone from early doors. It was could have been a bit of a banana skin day, and I think this whole month as a whole, we've done so well leading up to this month, knowing that we have tough games. And essentially, we're playing teams that may be sort of in the second half of the table, but anything can happen, particularly on away days for us. But we set the tone, we scored some early goals, we scored some good goals, we scored some good team goals, and came away with 3 points.
Yeah, do you want more tough games? After those, the two banana skin fixtures that are left, you've got three massive games, which will be, I guess, the next big test for you guys. FA Vars third round against Leverstock Green, Kirkley and Pakefield as well, who sit third in the Eastern Counties Premier Division, followed by Norwich United, who are a joint, they're ninth in the league, but obviously tied on the same points with seventh and eighth as well. So not far around sort of those promotion spots. How difficult is it not to focus on those three really sort of tasty games coming up in the next couple of weeks when you've got these fixtures, should we say, that you probably should win at the forefront of your mind?
Yeah, I think you've just got to take pictures as they come week by week. You get through the weekend, hopefully, with the credit due, the fact that we've done 3 points, and then it's on the Tuesday, we don't have the midweek game, we train, and we get a solid last. The great thing with football is you're only as good as your last game. And whether that is a potential banana skin or whether you're doing well, you can gain the result, move on from it, go again. And you know, we've got some big fixtures coming up in December, but it's always the same. The winter phase and the Christmas phase is always tough. And last year, we had a bit of an up and down sort of time leading into the Christmas phase, and we really kicked on. Whereas this season now, we've had an unbelievable sort of run going into the Christmas phase. So if we can replicate what we did last year, we're gonna be happy.
Yeah, and then finally, Max, just looking at what Lance did last night, we talked about how much a strong side he put out. With those big fixtures coming up towards December, will Lance be thinking of resting maybe a few players for maybe not the Claxton game, but the Framlington game coming up, second bottom of the league? Will Lance be thinking of probably resting players ahead of that big FA Vars game the week after Framlington?
Yeah, he could. He might not. He's big on form, and even players ticking over. Some players may need minutes, or some players may need less minutes because of the amount of games they've played. And I think that kind of gets decided as the game goes. If we're happy, hence last night, screening up 20-25 minutes to go, brings on a young lad, great. And yeah, with the fixture going forward, it's kind of down to the staff really and TV. But, you know, we're fit enough lads, and you know, we want to play. When you're winning, everyone wants to be on the pitch. You know, you want to play.
And then Jack Giovanni, just one man who probably is keen to play. I joked about him earlier, Ed Rolfe. He's come back from injury recently, back in the starting 11 last night. How good was it to have him back? Obviously, 12 goals already this season. That's including some time on the sidelines. It's just great to have him back.
Yeah, it is. It's great to have Rolfe back. You know, he brings a lot to us as a squad. And obviously the starting 11, it's a difficult one. We've got some great depth in our squad, and what's been fantastic is since he's been out, we've had lads step up to the table and do very well. We've kept fine form, and yeah, it's good to have him back. You know, we want everyone fit. That's the main thing. If it doesn't be fit, it's going to be a headache on who they've got to select for the starting 11. And I've also been winding Rolfe up that I'm on the same goals as him now.
Brilliant. Well, I'm sure he'd like to get back in the side and try and pit for you. But to be honest, the form you're in, Max, you'll be streaks ahead of him in no time.
Brilliant.
Cheers, Max. Thanks for getting in touch, and best of luck on the weekend.
Thank you. Cheers.
That was assistant skipper Max Short there talking about last night's Cam's Invitational Cup quarter-final victory. They are now into the semi-finals, but City aren't. And we'll be discussing their loss to Sam Town Rangers next with Steve Warne. Cambridge 105 Radio. It's time to talk Cambridge City now. Yeah, time to talk Cambridge City now, and I'm delighted to say that Steve Warne, Cambridge City expert, has joined me on the line. Thanks for joining me, Steve.
All right, thanks, Anna. How was Ollie?
Yeah, it was a different story last night for Cambridge City as they were knocked out of the Cambridge Invitational Cup by Sam Town Rangers, losing 2-1. The loss is the third in four games, and especially frustrating considering they bounced back on the weekend against Kempston Rovers, but not a happy return for Robbie Nightingale, Steve.
Bit disappointing result, yes, because it's one, you know, we perhaps would expect to win. I think he did change the team a little bit, although it was a very strong team still out there. So we should have had enough really to get a result. I think, you know, it's not the end of the world, but what was frustrating was the sending off. Really, that's the most disappointing, losing the player again for another period. That's the most annoying thing of the evening, really. But it would have been nice to win. But I think Robbie's come out and said, you know, it's all about the league, and I think he's right now. We have to focus on that.
Yeah, it is a shame, really, the sending off, because the game they last lost in the league, of course, that Elsbury game 3-2, they also had a man sent off. So that does bring in the question, when I answer my next question, about inconsistency with Robbie's side. Two losses followed by a good performance on Saturday, followed by a defeat last night. But like I said, in two of those losses, they've had a man sent off. So is that inconsistency a bit false?
I think it's any level you play at, when you go down to 10 men, it becomes very difficult, no matter who you're playing. So, you know, we had a brilliant disciplinary record last year, and for some reason that's that's not happened this year. And I can't put my finger on it. You know, it's not dissimilar personnel. I think sometimes some of the early Reds early in the season were a bit soft, but I mean last night's one was fair. And Josh has just kicked out. It's ridiculous, really. He's been silly because he's a very good player, and you're going to miss him. So you know, it's just that kind of decision making and the last minute, you know, sort of anger, if you like, or rush of blood that's costing us. But I'm just sure it will be fixed. And I think, you know, we went on a good little run before the defeat, a couple of defeats. So I think we can put another run together. I mean, that's going to be very hard. But I think we've got the tools to do it. And then a couple of winnable games after that, you know, we've got Kidlington, I think, bottom. So it should be, you know, get through stuff today, and then we've got a little bit of run, hopefully, to put a run together.
Yeah, he conceded 13 goals in 7 games as well, Steve, which is obviously an area that Robbie says he wants to improve in. But he spoke to me on Saturday and said they've just been unlucky at how regularly chances have been finished when they've given teams chances against them. Would you go along that? Would you say it's unlucky, or would you say there's a deeper problem to the defensive issues?
I think he's right. I think you're right. I think, you know, we've been punished. We aren't conceding chances galore against opposition, so that tells me that it's a lapse in concentration to give kind of easy chances, perhaps. Certainly the goals yesterday, you know, mistakes again, just individual mistakes, whether it's, you know, centre-half, a goalkeeper, or a midfielder not doing the basics. It is isolated, but they are costing us. So I think, you know, when we put our mind to it, you saw Saturday, you know, we defended well Saturday. They didn't really have many chances, as you saw. So I think you know, it's a concentration thing, and it's players doing their job. And, of course, you know, we work with him twice a week. Robbie gets him twice a week. He's got, you know, a lot to get through in terms of fitness, shape, and, you know, we're not a pro side. We can't spend hours on the training ground working at defensive. But I think it's individual responsibility, you know, to basically do the job they're asked. And I think if they do that, we are a good side. But when they lapse, we are getting punished. And I think that's because, you know, you've got to hold your hands up, say the strikers and goal scorers in this league are quite clinical, and you know, they're taking chances against us. So if we cut that out, you know, we will stop teams, because they're not creating an awful lot, but they're just taking the chances they're getting. You know, conversely, we've got to take ours. You know, we've created a lot in the last few games and haven't always scored as many. So, you know, Bobby's plays on the front foot. I think we take those chances. You know, we the game is won regardless if we let a goal in. You know, we score 4 or 5, but I think the mentality has to be to keep solid, because we can't always rely on our strikers to get loads and loads of goals.
Yeah, one man who played, started actually last night, I watched him on Saturday, come off the bench, and he was terrific. Isaac Maynard, he had a great little cameo on the weekend, started last night. So great for him, a young player coming through City. Robbie spoke to me after the game and said how excited he is and what an exciting talent he is. Great for him to get some minutes in the first team.
I agree. I think he's a good player, and again, you saw that last night. I think it was a right opportunity for him in that sort of game. I think, you know, that's what he's for almost. That's why it's a shame we're out, in the sense that players like him can get some game time. But, you know, on the flip side, he's positive. You know, we've got a prospect, and that we haven't had that for a while. You know, this development team is producing one or two good players, and he's come from, I think, Ipswich, but he's a good player. And I saw glimpses that in the early FA Cup at Harbour. I thought he was very good. Certainly he's got a future with us, but I think, you know, a bit of development in terms of physicality too. But certainly technically a good player. He'll learn a lot as well, and he will get games. I think he'll be used, very good squad player at the moment, and he'll get his chance. And it's pleasing when you get a youngster that makes the grade, you know. So I fully anticipate him to do that, and you know, hopefully he'll be a success with us.
Yeah, hopefully so, Steve. Just then, finally, really quickly, moving on to the weekend. I guess City and Robbie have just got a ditch last night. Move on. They're out of the cup and just focus on the league.
That's it in a nutshell. Yeah, I think you're right. It'll be a tough game. Birkham's still, you know, level on points, so there's only one place behind. So fifth against fourth is a good attractive game. I anticipate them to be quite good and quite solid. You know, a lot of teams that come up have a core group of good players, and I think they'll be like that. So it'll be tough, but, you know, if we play to our strength, we should win the game. No game's a given. It'll be hard, but I'm hoping we can put a good start together. I think you can put last night to bed, and you know, he'll get them in tomorrow for training and ready to go Saturday, I think.
Yeah, hopefully so. Hopefully, I'd say City can bounce back once again and get another win on the weekend in the league. But thanks for joining us, Steve.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Warne there, talking all things at Cambridge City ahead of, obviously, reacting to last night's defeat to Sandown Rangers. Robbie Nightingale returning to Sandown Rangers and suffering a 2-1 defeat in the Camden Invitational Cup quarter-finals. They failed to make the semi-finals, but they'll be hoping to bounce back in the league this weekend. We'll be chatting Cambridge City ladies next with manager Tim Repley after this.
Permanent bread, the glaze on my eyes. When I heard your voice, the distance caught me by surprise again. And I know you claim that you're all right. Your eyes on me, I guess I'm all you have, and I swear you'll see the dawn again. Well, I know I had it all on the line, but don't just sit with folded hands and become blind, 'cause even when there is no star in sight, you'll always be my only guiding light. Late in my youth, well, I'm still in awe of you. Discover some new truth, now is always wraps around. Just slip away in the night. Don't just turn your words from on high. Well, I know I had it all on the line, but don't just sit with folded hands and become blind. If we come back and we're broken, unworthy and ashamed, give us something to believe in, and you know we'll go your way.
Guiding Light by Mumford & Sons. It's time to talk Cambridge City ladies now, and we'll be joined by manager Tim Repley after their brilliant win in the Cambridge City derby on the weekend. Thanks for joining us on the line, Tim.
No problem. Good evening.
Yeah, Tim, firstly, congratulations on securing your spot in the second round of the FA Cup. What a win. Has it sunk in yet?
I think it has now. It was a great day, first and foremost, for football in Cambridge, really, for ladies football, for sure. There's lots of people at the ground, two very competitive teams playing each other, and I think they had a good game to watch, a very late goal for us to equalise, and then obviously getting the win in extra time for us was great. But it was a great day, a very long day, but absolutely delighted to get the victory, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and just to the fixture itself and the build-up to it, it was a massive day, like you just mentioned, for the city. It must have been an incredible feeling standing on that touchline in what was the 8th FA Cup Cambridge City derby of all time.
Oh, right, I didn't know that was how many it was, but thanks for that. It was really good. There was lots of people around. The atmosphere was very good before and during the game from both sets of supporters. And the game itself, there wasn't a huge amount of football played. I don't think we played at our best, and I don't think United necessarily did theirs either. It was certainly a battle. It was very competitive. and overall a very good game to watch for the spectators, as I say.
Yeah, and you went into the fixture in incredible form and beaten in 11. So how did you want to approach it? Did you want to take the game to United, or were you cautious of the fact they were higher league opposition?
Yeah, of course. I mean, certainly got respect for United. They're playing a higher league than us. But as you say, we've been on a terrific run, not only for the start of this season, but the end of last season as well. We finished very strongly. So we were very confident in terms of our own ability, but you never know how the team you're playing against is going to perform. So it pretty much went to form in some respects. I didn't think there'd be too much football played in the first half. Both teams a little bit nervous, I think, and there was some sort of quite big tackles going in, so it's difficult to settle down and play the way we would normally play, which I say was expected. I thought we did better in the second half, created a few chances, but both goalkeepers, T for us and Sav for United, both actually made some very good saves to keep the score down.
Yeah, and you say at half-time it was 0-0. It stayed goalless for a little while, but then United took the lead. You showed great character, though, to come back and net the equaliser right at the death.
We did, yeah. We did have a little chat about that if things didn't quite go our way, that we needed to stay in there as long as we could and just keep going right to the end. We got a little bit of form this year, playing Leighton Orient in the FA Cup in the previous round, when we came from behind on four separate occasions and scored in the last minute. So I think by doing that previously, that was a little bit in our mind. So the team itself, you know, they're very, very good. They don't give up. They're very committed. They want to win. So, you know, I would always say right to the end, we've always got a chance.
Mm. And of course then took the game into extra time and netted the winner. I guess now going for the rest of the season, Tim, it's just riding on that feeling, riding on the momentum you've gathered from the Cup and in the league and taking it into each game.
Let's hope so, yes. We've got Histon next week on Sunday in the Cambridge Invitation Cup. So it'd be nice to go and play there. Then it's back to the league. We've you know, got plenty of league games to play yet. We've still got the top teams to play within, so we're not getting ahead of ourselves. But obviously, you know, we are confident because we've won so many games on the spin. So hopefully we can continue that.
Yeah, and just finally, Tim, really quickly, do you think the balance then is shifting between United and City? Obviously, United second bottom in their league, and obviously City top of their league. If you win this league, you will get promoted up into United's league. So obviously there's going to be some tasty fixtures, hopefully, for us next year. But just really quickly, do you think the balance is shifting?
I'm not sure about the balance is shifting. We'll sort of, you know, do our best to try and get promotion this year. I'm sure United will be looking to improve their league position, no doubt. If we play each other next year, that will be, you know, great. Two games at least, anyway, for everyone to look forward to. But I'm not sure it's necessarily shifting, but we'll keep doing what we're doing, and hopefully we'll be playing the same league as them next year.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Tim. All the best for the rest of the season. Thanks for your help over the last weeks in building up to this brilliant cup tie.
Okay, thanks very much for your coverage. Cheers for
Cheers,
that.
Cheers, Tim. Tim Ropley there talking about the City derby on the weekend. That's pretty much all we've got time for. Unfortunately, I haven't got time for the Cambridgeshire County League update. We'll give you that in the podcast and obviously save that Giovanni Brown interview. That will be played on Saturday's Cambridgeshire Football Show. But that's it for me. I'll be back on Saturday, 12 till 1. Goodbye. So apologies, we couldn't give you the Cambridgeshire County League update on Wednesday's show, but we'll provide it for you now in the podcast. Under the Kershaw Premier in Cambridge University Press, lost to Linton Granta, first team 4-2. Linton Granta sitting top of the Kershaw Premier at the minute. Greg Shelford, who are sitting in third place, beat Brampton first team 2-0. Foxton have suffered back-to-back shock defeats. This week's 8-3 they lost to Ainsbury. The week before they lost to Combaton as well. Foxton sit fourth in the league. In Senior A, Milton first team was second, suffered a 2-1 defeat to Gamlingay United first team in fourth. And in Senior B, there were a couple of fixtures right at the top of the league. Top of the division, FC Barley Mow survived the test of Needingworth. They beat them 5-3. Needingworth sitting in now eighth, but were doing relatively well at the start of the season, were quite high up. They're now sitting in eighth, though. And Bluntisham are in third place. They defeated St Ives Rangers, who are sixth. Obviously, another team who were doing quite well around the fourth and third spot, but they're now sixth after losing to Bluntisham. Rangers 2-1, Bluntisham in third. And Marchtown United defeated Great Chisel 3-2 as well to remain second in the division.